do it live.
Tell your bitch to stop sassing.
Philadelphia, woo, I'm gonna turn it up. Philadelphia, woo, I'm gonna turn it up.
For information, I have full-size balls. Who's the king of the demo? Who's the king of the demo? For information, I have full-size balls.
When you find a wife, you watch her. You don't believe a single word she says.
Every week, take it off. Bonus.
Welcome everybody to the Voice of Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 8 of the Rebirth. Poncho, how are you doing? It feels good. We're both back in studio. I mean, it's been a little while. You were out in Chicago for the draft. How you doing?
Yes, back in the friendly confines of the studio, Tools. And yeah, back from a week out in the Windy City. And boy, was it ever blowing out there, Tools.
Oh, was it?
Thank God. What happens in Chicago stays in Chicago for Poncho and his relationship. But it's wonderful. We're wonderful. Good to be back.
Well, you are in a relationship. Wait a second here.
Why would you fuck with another nigga? That's something you should say.
I guess we're going to get into it now, Poncho. I mean, what a week. What a week that just took place.
Huge week, Tools. And the highlight for me, other than the fabulous sports nonstop stories that have been going on, but we had holidays, Cinco de Mayo, and everybody knows I have part Mexican heritage in my blood.
Wait. One side note. Do you know that Tom and Judy's 48th wedding anniversary took place on Cinco de Mayo?
Shout out to T-Bird for 40 years of laying the pipe. And we appreciate him, Tools. And
so,
also,
for the viewers that don't know, that's my parents. They celebrated 48 years of marriage on Cinco de Mayo, and they've never had an alcoholic beverage in their life.
Well, but either way, Tools, you don't have to be a drunk like you to be established in life. But congrats to the to T-Bird and the J-Bird. We appreciate their love. Also this week, Tools, may the fourth be with you. And I know
you. Wait, can I have another side note? This is really going to floor you. This is,
yeah.
At MonkeyMan129 and at JerEagle21, whose mother is named Judy and Rick, have the exact same wedding anniversary as my parents, Cinco de Mayo. Congrats, to Rick,
guys.
And Judy.
Yeah, devoted fans, and congrats, Monkey Man and Jer, on your marriage. May the fourth be with you, Tools. The holiday of all the Star Wars fans, and we know you've actually hated Star Wars ever since you squished Ewok back at the college formal.
That's not true. Do you like Star Wars?
No, I don't like Star Wars.
Will you go to the new movie coming out on...
Never in a million years. I'm a realist.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like fantasy tools. I don't like fairies and fruits floating around in spaceships. I'm a real fan of everything in real life.
You've not watched one of the trailers? J.J. Abrams is directing this episode. Do you understand what this episode is about?
Like, no, I don't care about Star Wars, Tools. Wow. I don't watch that fairy stuff.
Right,
Blade
for
Runner.
The record, I'm just going to lay it out to you guys. Episode 7 comes out in December, and it's going to be the biggest movie possibly ever, but definitely in a long time, and it's going to be huge, and I am looking forward to it.
Well, Tools, the only thing it's going to be huge is in my center line, my equator. Nobody cares about your Star Wars, but a big story. We film, everybody knows Lancaster, PA, 717. We film here, and big development out of Susquehanna River, Tools. Did you see that mutant, monstrous bass that was pulled out?
Well, it had cancer.
Yeah,
right?
It was deformed, and, you know, that just shakes me up to see that, but, you know.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is it news that an animal has cancer? Because I know, like, dogs have cancer and die from cancer all the time. Why is that news that a fish has cancer?
Well, I don't know. There's no news there, though, Tools. But
why did you bring it up?
My mutant trouser puppy, I'll tell you what that is. It's a big story. Do it live!
Whatever, dude. I don't know what you do. I don't even know why we brought that up.
Well, Tools, it's the 717. It's Lancaster. We live here. We're proud of our country and our heritage.
Then we shouldn't bring up that we have bass with cancer. Maybe we should bring up our puppy mill situation. Would you like to bring that up?
What I want to bring up, other than what was already brought up this morning as I was in bed, is the hell of a barbecue party. Tolls, I toast you on that you threw last week. It was a private party for all the fans. And what we have, 40, 50 heads out there? Great party, sir.
If you count children under the age of 5, we probably had 40 to 50.
They were drinking, too.
Let's go over some of the listeners that actually came to the party. We had at Wissing. We had at Sooner 4597. We had at Bleed Green. We had at Monkey Man. What's his Monkey Man?
1-2-9. At Shannon Diller.
At Tyler DeBruin.
Blue Streaks 19, Justin Litton.
That's
a gentleman.
It was
there.
Really a wonderful, excellent time. And if you could say, if you're going to throw a barbecue and you're going to throw this party outside, some of the keys, things you cannot control, but one thing you need is good weather. Boy, we had great weather. The sun was shining. I mean, there's a little breeze. It wasn't too bad. I mean, that was awesome. Number two, you need good food.
Mm.
And boy, did we brought some food to it.
Yeah, that was wonderful barbecue tools. Shout out to Hess Barbecue, and they delivered the goods there, tools. And when I was there, you know, I walk in immediately. I get warm in the pants area, and everybody else does too, and they see a stallion like myself. But there was a million wonderful moments, tools. And I think we should just give the fans some insight, try to put them at the barbecue, some of the greatest moments.
Okay, so we're going to go over some of the greatest moments at the VMP Manny Pacquiao Derby / Spurs Clippers Game 7 barbecue. Number one moment would probably be when I walked into the screen door.
Yeah.
Would that be number one?
Tolls, you know, you're the kind of guy that, you know, you have a couple libations and you're all kind of fruity, touching people in places they don't want to be touched, that kind of thing. Close talking, all that stuff. But this was wonderful, Tools. I think you had a couple of plates of food. You decided to go in. I think you're shooting your mouth off, and then boom, you just plant right into the screen door. And it looked like a Kennedy shot. You retreated like 3 steps. Hat flies off. Glasses fall off. It was wonderful. You tried to play it off.
You're
three
right.
Or four guys saw you.
My hat and glasses. I kind of blame this on a child. We had the door open the entire night. The screen door was open the entire night. Somebody snuck the door closed, or like somebody was unauthorized and closed the door, and I walked face first. At least I didn't run through it.
Speaking of children, you witnessed this. You and I witnessed at Bleak Green. The guy comes from Jersey, a lonely guy, but you know what? He's a hell of a guy, a good fan, too.
He's definitely lonely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy hasn't seen a pair. I don't even know when.
From what I understand, he's on Tinder and he can't meet anybody.
Yeah, lonely. That's true. Only guy on Plenty of Fish that can't find any fish because he's a dumb guppy loser.
Woo!
But you witnessed it. Take us through it.
Okay. So we're sitting up. Another thing for an outdoor barbecue is a must is an outdoor TV. You want to have TV on. At any point, you always need to have a game on because you can play sports and you have music in the background. So we're sitting on our outdoor couch and we're watching the Spurs-Clippers game. And from nowhere, I see this child wind up. He looked like Pat Burrell from right field winding up, and he throws a beanbag directly in at Bleed Green's face. It just happened to be his son. At Bleed Green gets nailed in the face point blank with a beanbag from the cornhole. He was not happy, Poncho.
Yeah, he
not happy.
He showed his true colors. And you know what? At Bleed Green, you'd think he'd be used to having beanbags on his chin, but he really reacted to this one, Tools, and not to out the guy, but it was an overreaction. And also, one thing that disturbed me, that disturbed you. You firsthand witnessed that, but I was disturbed by Monkey Man 4478157.
The shirt he was wearing. At Monkey Man 129.
Yeah, whatever. This guy shows up with a polo with little paper airplanes on it. I felt like folding him up and throwing him across the lawn. You don't come correct like that.
Why did his shirt? It
was terrible. And you know what else, Tools? He had these white pleather shoes on, too.
White pleather shoes?
Yeah. I don't know, Tools. Hell of a fan. Love the guy. And then you already mentioned his brother. You ever see at Jerry Eagles 21? This is a ferocious bastard.
He's got a manly beard.
Oh, I love this gentleman. I love everything about this gentleman. I get near him, and I feel my masculinity rise up a notch. This guy was wonderful. Another special moment with him. But Tools, not to out you, but it got later into the evening. you know, drinks, we're getting drunk.
Is this post, pre-boxing match or
after
post?
After the boxing match, Tools. And I don't mean to out you, but you got going. You were going. You were way out there. Talking about Star Wars. You were on Pluto.
Well, is it odd that when you have a party at your own house, so I don't have to drive,
yeah,
and there's a fair amount of alcohol, and there's a boxing match that you drink? I mean, is that odd?
You were turned up, Tools. Oh, you were turned up, and then you started flashing a bird to the wife. You got aggressive with the music. It was wonderful, though, Tools. You know, it was wonderful. I thought everything about the party was wonderful. So many great moments. So many great fans.
Okay. Before the summer is over, we are going to have another Voice and Poncho sponsored party here. We would love for more listeners to come and enjoy it. You know, maybe you can just... When we'll put it out there and you just tweet at us and you're more than welcome to come. I mean, we would have loved to have more people.
And it's never a party without J&J Goodheart Produce. This guy brought the
avocados.
I don't know what. Yeah. Everything.
Well, we had fruit dip. We had fruit trays. We had vegetable trays. We had fresh squeezed lemonade. Yeah, we had everything.
Great.
Oh, and Apple Green brought the Kettle One that went well with
Oh, wow. Juicy. We probably drank half of it in the car right down, but he also ate all the pickles, too, right?
Now, you and I both wanted to discuss something that we're not going to name any names, but one person came to the party in skinny jeans, okay? Skinny jeans, probably on the 33 to 35 age range. Is that allowed? Is it acceptable for a 35-year-old to wear skinny jeans? I mean... Do you wear skinny jeans?
Of course not, Tools. And anybody that knows us has seen us. We're approaching middle age, but we're still stallions. Don't get us wrong on that. We're still brawny gentlemen. But you know what? If you're in your 30s and you're bringing skinny jeans, you know, actually, yeah, you know what? If you're going to bring skinny jeans, be prepared to get a fat lip because I don't put up with that stuff. If I can see your form, if I can see what's down there, then I'm going to blow you up.
Okay, then you called me out on this subject. I had a flat brim hat on. Yeah. I don't know. I order hats from Mitchell and S. They come flat brimmed. And this is how I look at it. Let's say you would Google Ray Rhodes or you would do something like that. Former coach of the Eagles. Back in the day, flat brim hats were worn. That's how it was. And everybody wore them. Nobody's. I think it's kind of like the way things are now. You wear a flat brim. I do a slight bend to the brim, so it's not completely flat. But you were calling me out on it. Yeah. What do you think? You think I'm trying to be Justin Bieber or something?
I think you gotta have a little more bend there. I mean, the flat brim. I don't know. You could have stacked up cups.
So wasn't enough bend on my brim.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't. And there's plenty of brim after you smashed your face into that screen door.
No, well, the hat saved me when I smashed my face into the screen door.
Nah, no flat brims, Tools. I don't appreciate that. I don't think that's bringing the heat.
You
I
don't
really
appreciate
don't.
What? How my hat looks.
I think you need a little more bend there, Tools. I mean, this isn't 1985, so get a little more bend going. That's just my personal opinion. But, boy, the outfit of the evening, if you had to pick one, who had the outfit of the evening?
Me. I had my Wiz Khalifa t-shirt.
T-Birds. Guy shows up with church khakis, a nice button-up shirt, and then an Eagles hat.
No, not only that, it was an Eagles Walmart flat brim hat. Yeah, that's T-Bird. Well, he's a baller. He knows what he's doing.
This guy's got confidence. He's been laying pipe for 60 years, Tools, and this guy has confidence. But, yeah, great party again. Thank you for the invite to Tools.
Well, people are probably bored of hearing about the party, but one of the points is, next party we have, you're more than welcome to come, listeners. We would encourage it. I guess we got to talk about some real stuff right now. What do you want to get into first?
Well,
do you want to get into the Eagles draft, which I know is a little old, but we want to gloat on, or do you want to get into Deflategate?
Let's get some fresh news out there, Tools. We're the kind of folks that break news, and yeah, obviously the Patriots and Tom Brady is caught up in a little snag right now. The Wells report comes out. Personally, it confused me more than Bruce Jenner on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's anti-American. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Brady knew everything that was going on. From the start, I thought he knew what was going on, and I think he should be suspended 4 games at least.
You know what confuses me? So they put out a 250-page report, right? With all the... Is this the proper way to put it, legalese. I mean, the way the report is worded, where it says he might possibly have known. I mean, enough with the bullshit.
Just lay it down. Yeah.
Bullshit political correctness. Tom Brady knew there was text messages. I mean, why don't they say, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tom Brady requested the equipment crew to deflate balls less than legally allowed in the NFL. I mean, the wording just drives me nuts. Our society drives me nuts with political correctness, with the way they talk around stuff. Just keep it real. Please.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I thought you were the original deflator tools. But yeah, even when those text messages were so incriminating. But the one interview I don't think anybody's talked about, my personal favorite of this, I don't know if you saw this or not, tools, but it's Gronk, who's become my boy. He's rolling out of some kind of meeting, and these two gentlemen pens reporters come up and try to get a soundbite with him. You know, Gronk, who's my boy, unsheaths the guns and just throws them up there for these reporters.
Is that how he answered the questions?
Yeah.
He just flexed at
them. And sure enough, he took the air out of these two bimbos later that night. But I think Gronk is the man. I appreciate everything about him, and I appreciate that interview.
Tell your bitch to stop sassing me.
Well, he didn't want to be sassed, obviously. I mean, come on.
He's the man.
All right. And here's my other take on it. I think Belichick knew the whole time. And if you remember Bill Belichick's interview, which was very odd, it was very odd because they said, hey, Bill, I'm paraphrasing, do you know about anything about Deflategate, or do you know anything about the balls being deflated? He goes, I know nothing about that. You have to ask Tom. When do you ever hear a coach, and a GM for that matter, just 100% throw it back to the quarterback? The reason he did that is because he knew that they were going to go down for it. They're smart. They knew they were going to get in trouble. But what had to happen is they needed Tom Brady to get in trouble because of why. Why did they need Tom Brady to take the fall, Poncho? Answer me.
Well, Tolles, if an individual player is at fault, they're not going to penalize the team and take draft picks.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we're geniuses here, Tolles. And you can't tell me Bill Belichick did not know anything about the footballs that are on the field when the team's allowed to touch those balls. I don't buy it. He knew it all along, and Tom Brady in his original interviews, he came off as guilty of sin to me.
So, do you think it's a big deal? Do you think it really matters?
Well, personally, I think rules are there for a reason. You know what? If it's a dumb rule, it's a dumb rule, but I still think he broke it, and then he lied about it. Yeah, I think it's going to be a 4-6 game suspension.
Do you really? 4-6 games?
If it's one game in money, I'm going to be shocked. That's not going to appease people.
And I will tell the NFL this right now. If you fine Tom Brady 4 game checks, right? That's probably, he makes $20 million a year. So 4 game, blah, blah, blah. That's probably like $5 million. That doesn't mean squat. All right. His wife made $60 million last year. The only way you truly, truly punish the Patriots is to take draft picks.
Take the games.
But the Patriots are smart enough that they know if Tom Brady takes the fall, they will not be penalized draft picks. They got to take draft picks.
Yeah.
They got to take draft picks.
Yeah,
they took draft picks from Atlanta for the crowd noise.
Yeah, I don't think they're taking picks, Tools. I think they're taking games from Brady. Like you said, it's all on Brady by Belichick's design. And speaking of other, we got some football news. I think this is something we've had our stems out ahead of this story from the start, though.
Oh, are you going to talk about it?
Yeah, I don't like to get it out all the time.
I don't want to get too cocky about it.
But you know what, Tools? We were out ahead on this story, and everybody had said Mariota. We could go through a litany of at Wiss Inc. tweets at us, aggressive tweets at the voice of Poncho, and I say, bring it, Wiss Inc. You're
numerous. Numerous.
Bring it. And this guy was chastising us, saying, hey, wait until draft day, you'll be kissing my feet. I'm just nothing. You're nothing.
Yeah. To all the listeners who have been loyal to us from show one of the rebirth, we've been mocking the reporters who had the audacity, who had the stupidity to think that the Eagles were going to draft Mariota. First off, if you were a reporter that said the Eagles were going to draft Mariota, you do not understand the value of draft picks in the NFL. How are you even a beat reporter? We're two guys freaking just doing a podcast.
Couple good-looking guys. Good-looking guys. Yeah, we don't have sources like these guys.
What I find very odd is I've been, and you have, been calling out Elliot Shore Parks at ElliotShore.Parks or whatever. Since the draft took place, he hasn't once tweeted me back. He will not respond anymore. It's very childish, but these guys, they're quoting possible scenarios of trades. They're so far off. They don't. The only thing the Titans wanted were draft picks, and the amount of draft picks that it would have taken to go from 20 to 2 was probably like 3 to 4 number ones. Was never going to happen.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? Like you said, we don't need to flaunt too much tools.
Do it live!
Anybody that listens to the show knows that we're in the loop and we're in the know.
We like to have fun. We joke around. But honestly, listen to us. We know what we're talking about certain things.
Yeah, we sure do, Tools. And
that being said, do you like the draft?
I do.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, I think you and I had it a little mixed up. We thought they were going to go secondary first, then get a receiver because
No. Don't sell yourself short. You were hoping that they were going to trade up for a wide receiver.
Yes.
So you wanted them to target a good wide receiver,
right?
Which they did.
They did
replace Macklin with a good wide receiver. Not one of the top three names, but.
No. Yeah, and you know, we're the kind of folks that will be the first to admit, Zach Berman, as he sits on phone books on Philly Sports Talk and acts like he knew Aguilar was going to be the pick. Nobody in Philly had a clue about this pick, Tools. And everybody who thought it was going to be Landon Collins was probably 30 or 40 different beat reporters saying it's Collins. Nowhere close. But Aguilar's a good pick. You know what, I'll be honest and say I didn't know a whole lot about him until I've seen tape on this long strider, and I'll tell you what he does. He makes plays, and I like him now.
What about Rowe, the cornerback slash safety they took?
Well, he's like me, Tools. He's versatile. He can be in many different situations and still excel in his physicality.
He has long arms.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? I'm a kind of guy, I have more long-legged than I have long-armed. But, yeah, I think Rowe's a steal. Late second-round pick.
Well, they moved up to get him.
Yeah, I mean, but it was a late 40s pick, right? I don't know what number it was, 48.
Another thing I would like to compliment the Eagles on in this draft is, this draft sucked. Like, there was not much talent in this draft. They traded out in the fourth round, got out, and they took a third round pick for next year. You know, they could have taken an offensive lineman that they didn't really like. That would have been like the status quo. But they said, no, we're going to hedge our bets, and they got a third round pick for next year because they are short a second round pick next year that they traded for Brad. So, all in all, the draft kind of laid out like you told us, or as we told you. And if you listen back to our tapes, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. We're
we might
it,
sound a little crazy once in a while, but we were more accurate than 95% of the Eagles reporters you're going to listen to.
We were, Tools. And you know what we also do? We cover national news. We cover everything. And this is a segment.
Have to get into the LeSean McCoy?
If you want to dabble on it, yeah, let's go ahead.
Or do you want to skip it? Do you not even want to get into
it? Well, I don't think it's worth talking about because I think it's crystal clear that McCoy's bitter about being up in Buffalo where he can't even pop a hard on as opposed to Philly where he's going to flourish.
Here's a question I have for you. Did McCoy ever call Chip a racist? Did he ever
call him
a racist?
Not in so many words, but I think whenever you say black players, you're instantly referring to racism, Tools. You're bringing race into the game. And let's be honest, sports is glorified fantasy. It means nothing.
Did he call Chip Kelly a racist?
No, not that word.
Or did he call Jordan Matthews and Uncle Tom? If you read between the lines.
I think it's got to be read between the lines, but I don't think you got to read that hard.
Was he saying that the black players that Chip traded for, let's say DeMarco Murray, or didn't trade for, but he signed, or let's say even if you listen to the number one pick Aguilar's press conference, if you listen to Rowe's press conference, is he calling them Uncle Toms?
I think it's similar to what happened in Seattle when Russell Wilson was called, a cornbread brother?
Yeah.
So you're talking about
a company guy?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm hung like you wouldn't believe, but I'm a white gentleman, you know? And so I can't get to this level, but it sounds to me like you're talking about different dissectomies of African American culture. And I don't think you ever bring that into the world of sports. I'm sorry. You just don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, Shady's from the 717. We got him on the board back here. Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I think he's kind of, it's very similar to a scorn lover. I think you had one who was sending out, what was she, texting that you had a small weed.
And then I had to come clean and put the real deal out.
Yeah,
it's kind of
like when you dump a girl and you say, hey, we're going to break up. I don't want to make this a big deal, but, you know, we're going to break up. And then she starts at you on social media.
God, yeah.
That's similar to what this was like.
Yeah. Great. You know what, Tools? We are on point in this show. And we summed that up perfectly. So why not look at each other's Twitter here?
All right. Now, we're a little long right now, but I'm going to say is Paul Domowitz, he's a reporter for what? Philly. Is it what?
Yeah.
The Inquirer.
Philly. Yeah.
His Twitter handle is @PDomo. He wrote an excellent article breaking down the type of player Chip Kelly wants. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with intelligence. It has to do with commitment. And it has to do with football awareness and football dedication.
Yeah.
Please understand that. If you look at LeSean McCoy's Instagram, he's so happy to post a picture with 30 girls next to a pool in Las Vegas, which we respect. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
But we're not athletes, obviously. Like,
not pro athletes.
So just read between the lines. LeSean McCoy's a little upset. He's calling out Uncle Tom's, but Chip Kelly is not a racist, and that's our point.
And as we move to look at my Twitter, Tools, we talk about who to follow on Twitter, on social media.
Look at my Twitter!
And I'll tell you what I'm going to go with here to start it off, Tools. Here's a who not to follow.
Who not to follow?
At RZA Rush, it's you, brother. And let me explain why. As I browse over your social media sites lately, you've been putting some questionable material up there, Tools.
Whoa.
Hanging baskets, sequined pillows for patio furniture. That's chick shit. Get that off of there.
Whoa. What are you attacking me for?
Yeah.
What I put? Which, that's Facebook, right? You're talking about Facebook.
Tools.
Okay.
Put some man stuff up there.
All right. This is how, you want to get, obviously now we're going to go into personal stuff. I have target markets in each one of my social networks. Facebook is for my aunts and for like the women in my life. So I post like flowers, dog pictures. Twitter is more like my guy friends. Instagram's like a mixture of both. All right.
Don't follow him. Don't follow him. That's all I'm saying. Don't follow him.
I will never apologize for posting pictures of my dogs.
No, yeah, I didn't say anything about the dogs.
I will
never say
ever apologize for that.
Tools, and now there's something that we need to apologize to all our fans for.
You got to apologize to me for once again getting beer on my iPad.
A story that we did not. A story that we did not see coming. We were not ahead of this story. Molly Sullivan. The glory and the long-leggedness of her highness, Molly Sullivan's married, Tools. She got wed at...
Are you okay?
I think she got wed down at Money Run or something. But I'll tell you what,
You turned off your mic.
Molly Sullivan got married down at Muddy Run Lake 2 weeks ago, but I'm not jealous because the groom had a pair of Vans on. I'll beat this stupid ass's pants off.
Who are you mad at?
Well, the guy that married Molly Sullivan.
How about your situation? The countdown's in place. How long until your fiance comes out?
I'm just saying, when I close the black
How
book
long until
and take
you're...
the vows, I won't be wearing a pair of Skechers!
One thing that you can put on my gravestone, I've never worn a pair of Skechers in my life. Shoot me right in the face with a shotgun the day I ever wear Skechers.
Let's get to your follow week before we move to the aphrodisiac part of our show, Tools. Who's your follow of the week?
Well, I put her out here earlier. on our Twitter feed. It's at Jen, what's her name, Stingle? Or
Jen Stingle, it's your follow.
Nicest ass on the internet.
Well, yeah, Tools, when I look at these buns, something happens and I metamorphosize.
You'd like to, like, lube up those ham hocks with some barbecue sauce?
Well, Tools,
I'm not going to get offensive with this.
Quit turning off your microphone.
I'm not going to get offensive with this female, though, Tools.
Do it live.
But there's a reason you put out videos like that. And that's to excite people, and it's done well.
What's
Let's move on, Tools.
We're going to treat all you women the way women ought to be treated.
We respect our women, and we respect the best part of the show, Tools. What is it?
Flavor Flub?
The flavors and the flub of the week, Tools. Who's your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week, and I can't be more honest about this, is at P-D-O-M-O, Paul Domowich. Please go on the internet, read his article about Chip Kelly and the way Chip Kelly selects players. You guys got to understand this. It's a totally new style. He wants college graduates. He wants intelligent people. And he wants people with a mindset that he wants to, that they want to learn, they want to grow. I just think it's very refreshing.
Great follow, our great flavor of the week.
And he's my favorite Eagles reporter.
Yeah,
he does. Will never see Paul Domowich put out a tweet saying, "Oh, the Eagles are going to sign this player," and they don't.
Yep.
A la Elliot Shore Parks, a la Jeff McClain.
He's not a clickbaiter. He's not a clickbaiter. Well, I respect that. Yeah.
I guarantee you he gets two sources. He confirms the story before he puts it out.
Absolutely.
Which so many reporters need to do.
Flavor of the week, Tools. And we've all seen him. We've all come across him on Facebook. These females who post these dual shots. You know, happy birthday to my bestie, my beautiful best friend, you know.
I like big-ass boobs.
But when you look at the photo, who's the bro with the rack on display? It's the chick that posted it. So don't act like you're trying to sell your friend with happy birthday.
I don't understand.
When it's a showcase for yourself.
I don't know what you're saying.
Flavor of the week, Tools. You got a flub?
Well, yeah. My flub of the week is Manny effing Pacquiao. I paid $100 for the fight. People helped me out. But anyway, you have a torn rotator cuff. The only thing, he's an idiot.
Did you end up paying a couple hundred? Because weren't you reordering it three or four times because you couldn't get it?
I haven't got my cable bill yet. It better be 100.
Here's a flub of the week, and it's a flub of the year in actuality. Johnny Weir at the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if they dug his head out of some mare's ass, but I don't know what he was wearing. This is America, you sick son of a... You better start bringing the heat.
Well, everybody, have a great weekend. We're back.